here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
My Old Mum's a Twister.
Another cup of tea, Mr. Golightly.
Oh, no, thank you, Mr. Sinclair. It's one of the hazards of a curate's life, drinking tea on his rounds. They all want to put the kettle on for me, and this is my fifth call.
Eh? Aye, of course. Well, you know where it is if you, you say the bishop's visiting the parish this weekend, then?
Oh, yes. Yes, the primary reason for his visit is the special children's service in Sunday school. That's why I've called to see you about young James.
Oh, of course. Oh, you want us to keep him out of the way till the bishop's gone?
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Golightly.
Hello.
Come in, Alfie.
Ta, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Oh, well, you know Alfie Hall, don't you, Mr. Golightly?
Oh, yes. Yes, very funny. Most amusing.
Yeah, what?
not you, Mr. Hall. No. No, we were talking about the bishop.
Why? Is he a funny fella?
Yeah. Alfie. Is Father looking after you, Mr. Golightly? Would you like some tea?
No, Pat. He's had 5 cups already.
5 cups?
Yes, I really must be going.
Yeah, I should think so if you've had drunk 5. I mean, you'll want to... You'll have to pay a... You'll have to go and see a man about... Cheerio, Mr. Happy, go lucky, trip lightly.
Go lightly.
Oh, thanks, I will.
No fiddlesticks. I was talking about the bishop's visit, Mrs. Clitheroe. You will bear James in mind as a volunteer, I hope.
Oh, you mean to help clean up the parish hall? Yes, Mrs. Higginbottom said something about it.
Yes, that's right. I need some boys to come along tonight and possibly tomorrow night to do some general chores, you know, dusting, cleaning, scrubbing.
Oh, well, you can scrub out Jimmy.
Pardon?
I mean, I usually visit Jim's auntie Ethel Mondays and Thursday nights. She's just getting over an illness and she has to take things easy. But Jim's going in my place tonight. You see, I've got a very important engagement on.
Yeah, with a member of the royal family.
Really?
Yeah. Their pub's playing the Duke of York's at darts.
Yeah. Very witty.
I'll see what I can do about Jimmy helping at the parish hall, Mr. Golightly.
Oh, thank you. We assemble at 7:30, scrubbing brushes at the ready. But I shall let myself out the back way. I left my bicycle there, you see. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Goodbye, Mr. Golightly.
Oh, dear. It's getting dark. Now, where did I leave my cycle? What the hell?
Look where you're going, you daft... Oh, heck. It's Mr. Golightly, the vicar's labourer.
Get off my cycle, you young hooligan.
Here you are. I'm sorry, Mr. Golightly. I wasn't riding it, I was just pushing it with my foot.
Well, I'll push something with my foot, your rear extremity.
I was only testing your bike to see if it was safe for you when the bishop comes. Yeah.
What's the bishop got to do with my cycle?
Well, I thought when you go to meet him at the station, you might want to give him a lift on your crossbar.
Oh, very funny. So you know about the bishop's visit, then?
Yes, my pal Ozzy told me about it. He's going to scrub the parish hall out with a lot of other twits. Lads!
Well, I was hoping you'd be one of those twitter boys.
Who? Me? I can't go. It's the football.
Oh, yes, of course. You're going to see your Auntie Ethel in football?
Huh? Oh, yes, my Auntie Ethel. Her football pools, I mean. I take them to her and she fills them in and with some other ladies. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go in and phone my pal Ozzy before I have my tea. Cheerio, Mr. Golightly. See you in Sunday school. Listen, Ozzy. I'm not going to my auntie's tonight, and I'm not going to the blooming parish hall either. The Rovers football ground, that's where I'm going. For some special coaching from the trainer. Yes, Billy Pringle himself. He saw me when the Black Hand Gang played Andy Pandies. The Andy Pandies! The team from St. Andrew's Church.
Jimmy, your tea's ready.
Right, Mum. Yes, Ozzy. Billy Pringle saw me and said I was brilliant. I'll be on the Rovers' books in no time. I might even play for England. What? Well, I'd rather have a big head than a big fat tum. Ta-ra, Billy Bunter.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy. Hurry up now and get your tea. You're going to be late.
I know, the kick-off at 7:30.
Kick-off?
Start work at the parish hall. I'll have to get my skates on if I'm going there.
Oh, you know about cleaning the parish hall, then. Did Mr. Golightly tell you?
Yes, ma'am. When he was leaving earlier on, I ran into him. That's funny.
Look, my lad, tonight's Thursday. You're taking those things to your auntie's instead of me.
What? I can't go to the parish hall? Oh, dear, what a disappointment.
Oh, well, I'd hate you to be disappointed, Jimmy, so I'll go and see your Auntie Ethel instead.
But, Pat, he's supposed to be going.
Look, I think it's a good idea, him wanting to go and help at the church. I've got nothing to do tonight, Father, so I'll go to his auntie.
All right, Pat, you can go, and he can give you the 2 bob.
What 2 bob?
The 2 bob he demanded in advance for going to his auntie's.
Well, I've spent that, Grandad.
Oh, no, look, never mind the curate. I'll go to me auntie's.
No, you won't. I'll go. It's about time you did something useful for the church.
But, Mum, I'm always doing things for the church. I once found a way to make the choir sound better.
How'd you do that?
I stopped singing in it.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, Mother. I didn't know my boss was a director of the Rovers Football Club, but he told me he went there last night to a meeting and he definitely saw our Jimmy.
But he didn't speak to our Jimmy, did he?
Oh, no. He only saw him from a distance. But he recognised him all right. Our Jimmy was there all evening having special coaching. Apparently the trainer said he should have a trial.
He'll have a trial all right. And when he's found guilty, there'll be no appeal against the sentence.
What do you mean, Grandad?
Our Jimmy said nothing about football last night. He led us to believe that he was working at the parish hall with the other boys.
Aye, well, when he comes home from school, I'll start working on him with my slipper.
Well, knowing him, he'll have some excuse ready. And anyway, you know that spanking never does him any good.
Susan's right, Father. I've got a better idea. I've heard that the boys will be working at the hall again tonight, and possibly tomorrow as well. So our Jimmy can go and lend a helping hand.
What? He'll never do it.
He will. If he thinks it'll stop us from finding out about the coaching at the football ground. He's here. Now, just leave everything to me.
Oh, what a day. Oh, I'm fed up.
Have you had a rough time at school today, son?
School? That's not a school. It's Devil's Island with human crocodiles. Our teachers, I'm worn out.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry to hear that, Jimmy. Do you think you'll be fit enough for the parish hall again tonight?
Parish hall? You won't catch me in the parish hall, ma'am?
Yes, you know. The boys are going there again tonight to do some more work. Didn't Mr. Golightly tell you last night?
How could he? I wasn't taking much notice, ma'am. I suppose he did mention it.
Were there many there last night?
Oh, 8 of us and Mr. Pringle. Pringer, singer, choirmaster, curate. Can I have my tea, please?
Yes, yes. I'll get it in a minute, love. And I'll ask Mr. Golightly to let you come home a little bit earlier, eh?
Ask him? When?
When I call round to the parish hall later on to see how you're getting on.
Oh, heck, I won't be able to get away.
Get away?
Is that what I said? Get away? I mean, I'd better get away down to the parish hall.
Well, James, you are early. None of the other boys have arrived yet.
Ah, well, that's because they're not as keen as I am.
Pardon?
I was keen to come and talk to you first, Mr. Golightly. You see, as you know, I wasn't here last night.
Yes, I know. You were out visiting your sick auntie.
Yes. Well, that's not really true. I wanted to go, but my mum insisted on going herself.
Oh. Well, if you weren't visiting your auntie, why didn't you come round here to the parish hall?
Yeah. That's a very good question. And we've got to work out a good answer before my mum comes.
She's coming here, your mum. Mother.
Yes, and I don't want her worrying about me. She's not getting any younger, you know. I just wanted to think I was here last night.
Now, look here, James, before you go any further, I have no intention of telling any lies.
I don't want you to tell any lies. Just keep your mouth shut.
Look, where were you last night?
Oh, well, I was out doing me charity.
You what?
It's something I'm working on, and if I'm successful, I can give a lot of pleasure to others.
Is this true?
Oh, yeah. Perhaps I'll play to do something for me country as well.
Well, such lofty ideals.
Now, can you find me some work to do? It doesn't matter how hard it is. I'll do anything. Dusting the lampshades, shaking the mats out, you name it, I'll do it.
Oh, heck. I'll never last the night out. What a blooming job to give me, scrubbing the floor of the entrance hall. I bet I've been at it 2 hours, and no sign of me mum. I've hauled her... Ozzy Higginbottom, get your mucky feet off my nice clean floor. I've just mopped there, you know. Oh, well, here we go again. Hey, stop plonking your big hobnail boots on me. Oh, it's you, Mr. Golightly.
I'm sorry, James. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, tread on me soap and give me a laugh.
Yeah. Oh, dear, you sound a little cross. Is anything amiss?
Not amiss, a missus. Where's me blooming mum?
Are you sure she hasn't been?
No, James, you've asked me 4 times already.
I know, and I'm asking you again. Look at me hands. All washed day red, they are. I'll have fellas on them.
Fellas on your hands?
Chaps.
What time is it?
Nearly 9:30. Look, I'm thinking of calling a halt for the night. We can't possibly get through the remaining tasks now, and there's still the jobs in the church itself. So I'll see you tomorrow afternoon, James.
What? You won't, you know. I'm going to the football match with me granddad.
But, James, there's still much work to do. What about the bishop?
Here, he can have my bucket.
No, his visit. It's a great occasion.
So's the match. It's Rovers versus United.
Bobby Charlton's playing.
James, I am trying to point out that the bishop only visits our Sunday school once every year.
Well, he should think himself lucky. I have to go every week.
Want to come back again, Clitheroe? After all you said to me yesterday?
Well, that's why, Mr. Golightly, I want to show you how sorry I am. I'll do anything, honest. Clean the organ pipes, fill up the font, get the chewing gum off the choir pew, and before the bishop comes, I'll polish your shoes and give you a short back and sides.
Look, what sort of a fool do you think I am, boy?
A nice fool. I mean, a no fool. I just want to come back to the thing, like that sheep you were on about last Sunday.
The black sheep returning to the fold.
Yes, well, you won't find one blacker than I am.
Well, that I can believe.
And you said you're supposed to forgive your enemies. Well, start with me.
No, Clitheroe, I'm not falling for that one.
Well, you expected us to fall for it last Sunday.
Look, I didn't mean it's not true. But of course we should forgive our enemies, but that doesn't apply to...
Parsons!
Yes, no! I mean, you're not my enemy,
Your friend!
Well, yes, of course we're friends, really.
So would you like some help, friend?
Now, what do you want me to do?
Well, there is one rather arduous task that must be done. Miss Winthorpe, my church helper, mentioned it. The confetti outside the church.
You want me to sling confetti at you? Hey, are you marrying Wobbly Winnie? The lad said it was funny she always stayed back to help you collect the hymn books.
how dare you tittle-tattle about Miss Wobble, Miss Winthorpe and me? Now get a broom and go outside and clean up every bit of confetti you can see, or else clear off home.
No, I'll do it. I'm sorry, Mr. Golightly, I didn't mean to annoy you. It was the other lads who talked about you marrying her. They said she'd have to carry you over the threshold. I mean, I'm going.
Here you are, Alfie. Here's a cup of tea.
Put your own sugar in.
Why, am you got any?
Oh,
you mean me sugar in your basin? That will be mine, me tea.
I mean, help yourself.
Are you sure you won't have another cup, Mother?
No, I haven't time, really. I have to catch the 4:15 bus.
I don't want to keep your granddad waiting for me in town.
Well, he won't be in town for 4:15. The match doesn't finish till 4:00, and it takes half an hour to get back here. And then the bus from here to town takes 25... You won't be in town at 4:15. That's when you leave, isn't it? Hey, what's he coming back here for? Why don't you meet him in town? Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, I'm a fool. Yes, Alfie. I mean, I'm meeting him in town.
Don't forget to give my love to Auntie.
No, yes, I will, dear.
Now, everything is in the kitchen. All you have to do is to make the chips when Jimmy gets home.
Yes, Mother. And for once, I don't mind feeding him, seeing that he's working for his food.
Is Jimmy still working for the curate?
Still working to save his bacon, he thinks.
I only wish I could be there watching him. You were right, Mother. This was the best punishment.
Oh, what a blooming day. I've been brushing confetti up till I got spots before the eyes. Every time I got it on the shovel, the wind blew it all over me. The curate said, "Oh, what have we here? A little bridegroom?" The big twit. He didn't know how near he was to preaching his next sermon in hospital.
Oh, was it hard work then? We'll have to stop everybody throwing confetti at weddings, won't we?
Well, we won't throw it at your wedding. We'll throw old boots and rice pudding.
I don't know what you're complaining about. You volunteered to help Mr. Golightly.
Volunteered? I didn't know it would go on so long.
Well, you were doing something useful for a change. And it helped to fill in a Saturday afternoon.
I'll fill you in. I was stuck there with Goman Golightly and me grandad's been watching the match.
Well, he can tell you all about it when he comes home.
Oh, that'll make all the difference. Thanks, Alfie. Now go and put your feet in the fridge and cool your brains.
Well, your brains have been having a day off, haven't they? Either way, you fell for your mum's trick. You heck. Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Clitheroe, my mouth blabbed. Goodbye, home, me.
Oh, it's all right, Alfie.
What's Dopey Dan on about? Hey, and another thing. I thought you said you were coming to see me, old man.
Well, that's all part of what Dopey Dan... Alfie meant. You see, I knew you'd ask the curate for work if you thought I was coming, so I told you that I was.
Man, you told a lie.
Oh, dear. And to my honest little son as well, how naughty of me. What did Mr. Pringle think of you on Thursday?
Oh, he said I played a very good... How did you find out?
My boss saw you, Mr. Mortimer, so I told Mother.
You squealer. I'd like to put my foot in your...
That's enough from you, honest Jim. The boy who can't stand lies.
I'm sorry, but... Hey, when did Big Mouth tell you?
I'll smack you in a minute. I told Mother on Friday before you started your work for Mr. Golightly, and we've been laughing ever since.
Yeah, old Jimmy was funny, really. I mean, even you must be able to see the joke.
Yeah, she's standing next to you.
Oh, you're wasting your time with him, Alfie. He's got no sense of humour.
Oh, goodness, look at the time. I'll have to dash or the bus will be gone. See you all later.
What about me tea, ma'am?
I'm getting your meal ready.
Oh, that's all I needed. Well, I'm going to see Ozzy. I'll have to clout somebody.
I hope he clouts you. Look, Alfie and I are going to the dance tonight, so you'll be back in half an hour. Your tea's going to be on that table at 5:00.
And if I eat it, I'll be in the doctor's couch at 10:10.
Mr. answer the phone, will you, please? I'm just taking the chips off.
Here I are, Susan. Hello? This is Clitheroe's. Oh, yeah, yeah, Jimmy Clitheroe's here. Well, he's not here now, but he will be when he comes home. He lives here. Well, I can tell him, but he knows he lives here. Oh, a message, yeah. You're who? O'Hara? Yeah? The bishop? Oh, hey, that's nice. Yeah, well, I'll keep him here when he comes. No, not the bishop, I mean Jimmy. Yeah. Yes, I've got it. Is what catching? Oh, I see it was a joke. Yeah. Right, I'll tell him. Yeah, bye-bye, Mrs. Curate. Don't make your harder, I mean. Hey, Susan, what do you think? Oh, you're here.
Yes, I brought the plates in. Who was on the phone?
The curate's keeper. The housekeeper, Mrs. O'Hara.
She's Irish.
Well, that's funny. With a Welsh name as well.
Yeah, it is the curate. Ah, you're full of me, lad.
Well, what did she want?
She wanted Jimmy. Well, to know if he was here so that they can see him.
Who are you talking about?
Jimmy, your brother, you know. Oh, you mean the others?
Yes. Look, why do they want Jimmy?
Well, she said, would we make sure he stayed in because the curate was coming here with the bishop.
The bishop's coming here?
Yeah. She said he's that pleased with the work the lads have done, the 10 of them, that he's going round all the houses tonight to thank them and give them 10 shillings each.
Oh, no. You mean that little horror's going to get 10 shillings?
Oh, he's giving them 10 shillings. Oh, I say, hey, you shouldn't call the bishop a horror.
Oh, shut up. Listen, I'm not letting our Jimmy get 10 shillings and the thanks of the bishop. He was being punished. If he gets that money, there'll be no living with him. He'll be laughing at all of us.
Ah, well, you can't stop the bishop giving it if he wants to.
Oh, yes, I can. We'll make sure Jimmy's out when he calls, and I'll give the 10 shillings to Mother. It'll pay for the next window or something he breaks.
Ah, but we won't be here. We're going to the dance.
We'll wait for the bishop before we go to the dance.
Ah, but I've only got 2 tickets. What if they won't let him in? Oh. Oh, you mean we will go after he comes, not take him?
Yes, Alfie. The bishop is coming with the curate, and after that, we'll go to the dance.
I know, I'm not daft.
Well, do I smell Susan's cooking? Or is somebody burning an old raincoat?
All right, funny boy. Just get your tea and go out and play.
There's nobody to play with. I'm stopping in to watch the telly.
But you've got to go out before he comes. Before. And then you can watch the telly after he's been. You've been.
Where?
Where you've gone?
Before?
Yeah.
Susan, are you sure you haven't had Alfie's head in the chip pan?
Alfie just meant there's nothing on the telly worth stopping in for. Why don't you go out and see Ozzy?
Oh, he's going to the pictures with Foggo and Freddy's dad. I asked him to take me with him, and he said he would if I'd wear a straight jacket.
Well, why not go in and find him inside?
Because they've got a new idea at the pictures. They won't give you a seat unless you give them money.
Oh, don't tell me your pockets are empty again.
Well, if they're not, I'm wearing somebody else's trousers.
Oh, well, I suppose I could give you 2 shillings.
2 shillings? You couldn't get a seat in the car park for that. It just shows how long it is since you paid for yourself.
It's full price on Saturday night, Susan. 2, 3 and 6 in the decent seat.
Oh, all right. There, that's all the change I have, 4 shillings. Is that enough?
For the seat, yes, but I'll need another bob for me drink on a stick.
Yeah, what? Hey, well, what about peanuts, popcorn, a box of chocolates, hot dogs?
Oh, thanks, Alfie. I'd forgotten about them.
Dear, you mean to say that you and Alfie stayed in on Saturday night?
Well, we were going to the dance after the curate brought the bishop, but they didn't come.
Well, you want to give that ninny Golightly a flea in his ear when you do see him.
Yeah, but he didn't keep us waiting for him. It was Jimmy. It should have been, I mean. But he wanted him to stay in. Jimmy, the curate, did, but Susan wanted him to go out. Not Golightly, go Jimmy, go while he came.
Alfie's right, really.
If he's right, I know where there's a house full.
No, Father, he's right. That Mr. Golightly was bringing the bishop to see Jimmy, not them, Susan and Alfie, I mean. Oh, dear, it's catching.
I suppose they got held up at one of the other houses and put it off for tonight.
Yeah, because they were going to ten. That's funny. It sounds like till ten, but it wasn't. 2:10. How's it, I mean? That's how many they were.
Well, somebody give him something to put in his mouth. A cup of tea, I mean.
Well, all I can say, Susan, is you seem to have gone to a lot of trouble to stop Jimmy getting a few shillings. I mean, you and Alfie gave him 5 and 6.
Aye, well, he was only getting another 4 and 6 off the bishop.
It's not just the money. He would have had the laugh on us all. Some punishment it would have been if he got 10 shillings and a pat on the head from the bishop.
Yes, I suppose you're right, Susan.
Well, I still think Golightly had no right to ring us up and say he wanted you to keep Jimmy here and then not come.
Who wanted to keep Jimmy where?
Oh, Big Ears has arrived.
Would you like to borrow him to match your mouth?
All right, that'll do.
Oh, it was a smashing picture. The Texas kid shot 6 of them while they were still showing the credits.
Oh, you and your bloodthirsty westerns.
He reminded me a bit of you, Grandad, the way he leant on the bar.
Very funny.
Did you and Susan enjoy the dance, Alfie? Was it good?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't. No, not enjoy it. Go. We had to stay here because...
You stayed in, Susan?
Yes, we decided we didn't want to go to the dance after all, didn't we, Alfie?
That's right. We decided to stay in.
When?
When they phoned us that the curate was coming round with the bishop. What wasn't? I mean, didn't he? But he didn't phone.
The curate?
No, it wasn't him. Nobody did.
Are you all keeping a secret from me?
Look, mind your own business.
If the curate phoned about me, it is my business.
The curate didn't phone about you.
Oh, it was his housekeeper, Mrs. O'Hara.
That's right. Oh,
Oh, the man's a fool.
Wait a minute. The curate hasn't got a housekeeper, Alfie.
Oh, sure and be jabers. I only started working for him tonight.
Hey, that's her. She's you. The baby, he's her, I mean.
You little monster. It was you who phoned. I'll murder you.
Oh, sure, you've got a quick one here. Alfie, you're wasting your time. She's got no sense of humour.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Colin Edwin as the curate. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Kept scragging next clothes off me. She said I was only getting me own back. They'd all had a laugh at me. And I didn't do all that well anyway. 5 and 6 for 2 days' work. That's only about 6 pence an hour. I think I'll have to go to the other lads, get them together and have a protest march round the bishop. He's fat enough. Ta-ra! Thank you.